The effects of climate change are already being felt around the globe in countries like Peru. The South American country is seeing changes in both its mountains and its jungles. John Beaupre has our report.
10,000 feet up in the Peruvian Andes, the gray skies over Copa Grande are suddenly lit by magnificent lightning, followed by a deep rumble and a light rain. It's the beginning of the rainy season, and the village's 500 residents are happy to see it. The rain is essential for their crops of potatoes, wheat, corn, and beans. But people here say it doesn't rain as much as it used to. Marcelino Cruz takes a break from turning the soil in one of his cornfields. There used to be more rain in the past, Cruz says. These days, it seems as if it's disappearing. It's not much better during the dry season. Between the months of May and September, Cruz and his neighbors get their water from the nearby Copa Glacier. But temperatures here have been rising, and the glacier is rapidly diminishing. Over his 34 years, Cruz says the glacier has retreated about a mile and a quarter. He says the lack of water has affected production. Yields from his farms have decreased by 40% in the last decade. Cruz is seeing the effects of what researchers have confirmed, that his part of the world is experiencing a significant shift in its climate. The effects of climate change are also being felt a day's journey away in the steamy 100-degree Amazon jungle. That's where a long, graceful balsa takes us across the Marañón River to Yamayacat to meet with Simón Huipe Bejús, a local leader of the Awahun. Huipe is dressed in a headband of beans and feathers with wide belts of red, white, and black beans across his chest.
Más o menos 7-8 años. El nevado estaba más la última catarata que está bajando.
The climate is changing, Huipe says. The rain is scarce and the sun feels like three times what it used to be. The mountains are getting drier and the river is much smaller. He says it's really worrisome.
This is another one, Paseña from Huancavelica. Loved in the market for its purple color.
400 miles away in Huancayo, plant breeder and pathologist Maria Scura guides us through the potato market. Peru is the birthplace of the potato, and the bounty of the market is just a fraction of the thousands of varieties of potatoes grown here. Scura says that lately, Peru's potato farmers have had to adjust to the changing climate.
Well, one of the key adaptations that farmers in the Andes are really doing is climbing up with their crops. And so only 10 years ago, you wouldn't have seen a crop above 4,000. And those were all the bitter potatoes that are frost tolerant. And the top potatoes would have been at 3,900. And now it's very common to find crops at 4,200.
Growing potatoes above 13,000 feet used to be unheard of. But Scura says there is a limit.
As the globe heats up, people move up with their crops until the edge of what used to be highland pastures, not agriculture, and they will have nowhere to go after reaching that top line.
Peru is responsible for only about 0.5% of all greenhouse gas emissions on the planet. But as climate change begins to affect life all over the country, the Peruvian government has adopted an ambitious plan to fight it. The goal is to decrease the country's emissions by almost half by 2020 and to stop net deforestation of the Amazon entirely in just 10 years as well. Eduardo Duran runs the government's special agency for climate change.
The reduction has to be very aggressive and very important in the first 20 years.
Duran believes Peru's goals and those of much of the rest of the world can and must be met.
Otherwise, we will have a very serious situation and a very high cost of adaptation in the long term. So it's better for everybody, developed and developing countries, to have a very bold and ambitious goal of a reduction in the next step up until 2020.
Back up in Copa Grande, Marcelino Cruz is getting ready for the night shift as a guard at a nearby rose plantation. Like many other farmers here, Cruz needs the extra income to support his family. Moving his farm somewhere else is not an alternative, he says. There probably isn't enough water there either. But as the climate continues to change here, Cruz says he doubts his own children will be able to stay in Copa Grande.
Nosotros no somos profesionales, pero nuestros hijos sí. Eso es lo que queremos nosotros.
Cruz hopes that his children will get a good education and a good job somewhere else. These fields will not be able to support them. For The World, this is John Beaupre, Copa Grande, Peru.
That story was produced by journalist Klaus Andreasen.